Few environmental activists are as venerated as Ed Abbey, author of The Monkey Wrench Gang and Desert Solitaire. His stories about the landscapes, wildlife, and people of the Southwest have inspired countless numbers of visitors to explore the region's national parks, monuments, and wild places, ironically one of his biggest fears. But now, as Desert Solitaire turns 50 years old, local writer and sixth-generation Utahn Amy Irvine takes issue with some of Abbey's views in a new book by Torrey House Press.
The thing about that original manuscript, when I look through it, very early on in the book, he mentions his wife and children. And there's a big fat line drawn through it. He omitted that line. So solitude was a literary device. We know he had many women visit the trailer, but he also had a wife and children. How has that shaped our lens on wild places? And is the impulse to seek solitude, can that become sort of an exclusive kind of thing? Can it become a gesture of intolerance in a world where people do have to get along and share resources?
While Irvine acknowledges Abbey's importance to many environmentalists and even her own career, she says self-examination is necessary before the green movement has the right to call out others.
I feel like we have to look at our own behavior and choices before we can even point our fingers. We've got a lot of upper middle class people who have time, means, ability to get to Utah public lands, and they are pretty down on grazing cattle on public lands. And yet they're all on the paleo diet. How might you stop pointing the finger and look at your complicity and then build a relationship around that? The only hope we have to save any of the natural world is by breaking out of these old constructs and these old assumptions and start, informing your relationships.
For more on Irvine's book entitled Desert Cabal, visit upr.org. I'm Niall Clancy.